Visiting with Pleasantville head girls varsity wrestling coach Michael Koenig to recap their 2025-26 season. Coach, I know you guys a couple weeks ago coming off a one state qualifier at the state meet. You know, looking back kind of overall, big picture things, how do you kind of feel the season went overall?
It really was good. We had two other ladies get third place and then just wrestled pretty well in general in regionals. So there's just a lot of optimism around that we've got a younger generation starting to come up as we build that up in our junior high program. We've got some youth girls that are coming up. That it's just really encouraging that we chose to start our own program 4 years ago, and it's going to start continuing to produce more fruit as we move forward here.
You know, Addie Koenig, talked a little bit about her season. You know, she's been a big pioneer of Pleasantville girls wrestling. You know, she made the state tournament this year. Talk about kind of what she brought to the program. Of course, you know, you're not just her coach, but you're her dad as well. But, you know, just the state tournament experience as well.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little partial, as you mentioned. You know, she set a goal out in her freshman year. She only won, I think, four matches, maybe five. That she was going to make the state tournament before she graduated. And it really was cool to see her achieve her goal. She wrestled well at state, didn't quite get to where she wanted to be, but the fact that she was able to achieve something that she set out to do her freshman year is just a testament to our program. The other girls that are wrestling with her in the room, I obviously believe that she wouldn't have gotten there if it weren't for the competition in the room and Coach Kelsey Master that is also coaching with me. Just great opportunities that helped her get to where she needed to be.
You know, talk a little bit about too as well your you know, other senior Maggie Jasperovich didn't make the state tournament, but you know, she's also been out for a few years now. Can you talk about Maggie and kind of what she brought now that she's since gonna be graduated?
Yeah, Maggie was one of our early pioneers. She started in junior high and she's worked so hard and just came so far in the wrestling program. And just been a great partner and seen some success. You know, she really, I don't know where she thought she would be by the time she hit her senior year. And I don't know if she really got all the way to where she wanted to be, but she gained so much skill and knowledge and just a great teammate, which really changed the whole dynamic for her, especially going into her junior. I think her senior year, she started to understand where she was in the program and how she was going to be successful in her own way.
You know, what's it like for you as coach, you know, now that this program has had 4 years since its inception, so you're now at the point after this season where you've had the opportunity to watch a couple girls their entire, you know, four-year wrestling career at Pleasantville. You know, is that encouraging or rewarding to watch?
Yeah, it goes back to the decision to start this program 4 years ago. I think if we would have co-opted with somebody, it would have been hard to see the growth of it, I think. Traveling to another community to wrestle. I mean, we see that in other programs, especially on the boys' side, where it can be really difficult to spend three, maybe even 3.5 hours every night going to some other community to practice or compete. I think the choice to do it in Pleasantville, even though logistically it's a struggle, only having a one-mat wrestling room, we've still been able to make it work and show that girls wrestling is here to stay at Pleasantville, and the success in the future is really bright.
For you, it feels like you look back on your schedule for this past season, and it seems like you had a little bit of a dynamic schedule. What is kind of the benefit of having a variety? You know, some weekends you're competing at huge meets such as Ankeny, you know, Cedar Falls, you know, Nevada, some of those big valleys, some of those big meets like that. And then you're also competing, you know, with just some local smaller schools and quads as well. How does that diversity kind of benefit your program?
Yeah, I think we believe that competition is good, and I know there's some weekends where the girls were looking at me going, why are we in Cedar Falls, or why are we in Nevada with, you know, just shy of 400 girls. But I think they see it at the end result. When we got to the end of the year, they realized why our schedule is built the way it is. But I also believe that we got to come together locally and compete, and even wrestle in duels. We had seven girls. That's sometimes hard to duel, but if we're not doing it, we're probably not doing justice to building the future of it. We really just got to commit to that process and believe that the numbers are going to show up, and they are growing and going. And I think that's a testament to a lot of other coaches like me that are committing to this process, not just saying, well, we got to have the numbers or we're not going to do it. We're saying, hey, we're going to help the numbers grow. We're not going to think that we're not going to take it for granted, I guess.
Yeah, to bounce off a little bit, you know, do you feel, and then you mentioned the middle school program earlier, but Do you feel that Pleasantville Girls Wrestling is at the point where you feel in a way it can be self-sustaining, that you know you have girls coming up, you're having girls leaving, but that the program is going to be able to maintain and continue to find that success?
Yeah, I do. I think there's 10 girls out for junior high right now. Jelena, which is our junior high coach, head junior high coach with Coach Jason Anthony, that has been a longtime coach at Pleasantville in a lot of capacities, including head coach for boys. We have a very good culture of coaches at our program that is committed to building this up, not just from the boys' side, but the women's side also. And those boys' coaches have also committed to helping us be successful on the girls' side. So I think by our culture being the way it is, we are setting up for a long-term strategy, not just for tomorrow.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, as you close the book on this season, I know that, of course, the Pleasantville boys are still going with Blake Rousen wrestling. He's still in the tournament as we're talking now. But when wrestling season wraps up, and you kind of close the book on that, what is the preparation process and the off season look like for you guys?
We really promote going out for other sports. I guess I'm not a firm believer in a one sport or two sport athlete. I think as many sports as we can be in, that's beneficial. Getting in the weight room is really important. And then just some summer wrestling. I don't necessarily say that the girls need to go every week somewhere, but going out, there's a few national tournaments that are kind of more, they're competitive, very competitive at a certain level, but they're also fun. And they get to meet other girls and grow the sport kind of internally. There's summer practices that we go to over in Pelton. It's just really being around the sport year round, but not taking away from the normal things that kids get to do outside of the season. I want them to go run track. I want them to be able to go do 4-H or go to church, things like that. I want them to be involved in a lot of things, but also keep their toe in the water on wrestling a little bit year-round if they can.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time all season long. Already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you covering us.